This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Some of Egypt's opposition groups are now talking with the government. Others still insist on doing their talking in the streets.
Egypt's new vice president, Omar Suleiman, held a meeting over the weekend. He welcomed his opponents to talk about what happens next in their country.
Leaders of the youth movement that led the street protests dismissed that meeting. They say they will escalate their activities if their demands are not met. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the latest from Cairo.
Leading political opposition figures said the meeting with Vice President Suleiman was positive but marked only a small step. The government offered new concessions, including promises to lift restrictions on the media and to release detained protesters. Members of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood attended, something unthinkable just 2 weeks ago. But the Islamist group afterwards said the meeting did not advance our demands. And not represented at the gathering were key players who sparked this revolt, the disparate youth movements that use social media and tech savvy to challenge Mubarak's rule. Youth leader Ahmed Maher. Any young people now talking with Omar Suleiman or anyone else in the government doesn't represent the youth groups that called for the January 25th revolt, Maher said. We are all united on this, he added. No negotiations before Mubarak's departure. The youth movement leadership Sunday said they were joining forces to try to present a united front. 30-year-old lawyer Ziad Al-Alami said protests will continue and organizers may try to expand and change strategy.
We'll change the tactics, we'll change the places that we demonstrate on, we'll change our movement, we'll change all of these things.
So you're ready to do more than just hold a sit-in in Tahrir
Square? We are thinking about it now.
The group reiterated calls for other unprecedented changes, including the dissolution of parliament, the creation of an interim national unity government, the release of political prisoners, and an immediate lifting of the state of emergency. That decree, in place since 1981, has given the Mubarak regime sweeping powers to stifle dissent and arrest activists, practices that continue today. Scores of protesters, human rights activists, and journalists have been taken into secret police and military intelligence custody in the last 2 weeks. Peter Buchart, Emergencies Director at Human Rights Watch, says several of his colleagues were recently detained and interrogated at an unknown military intelligence camp on the outskirts of Cairo.
They could hear the screams of other people who were being beaten and tortured at the center. That's the way the Egyptian security services operate, and it's very brutal.
Buchart points out that protesters deeply distrust Suleiman, the man the West appears to be backing as a transitional figure. They see the longtime intelligence chief as a key player in Mubarak's authoritarian system.
He's a person who has a long history of involvement in repression and human rights abuses, including torture. He was the point person for the rendition program during the Bush administration, where people were handed over to the CIA. He is not the kind of person that the people out in the street today want to see in power.
Among the many still in Egyptian custody is activist and senior Middle East Google executive Wael Ghonim. His high-tech and social media expertise helped organize the mass anti-government demonstrations. He disappeared January 28th. Egyptian analyst Hisham Qassem is skeptical that Suleiman-led talks with some of the opposition will lead anywhere until Mubarak steps down. Qassem sees a protracted stalemate ahead as the regime digs in.
I think Mubarak is in denial. Mubarak is too old to learn anything new. He doesn't realize that it's over for him. The only way he can restore power is a brutal crackdown, and I don't think even the military will do that. So it's a dead end. He steps down or he disperses this crowd.
The still sizable crowd in Tahrir Square is digging in as well. Some banks, schools, and offices are reopening. But protesters today formed a human chain at the entrance to a government building next to the square. They said there would be no government business as usual until Mubarak goes. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cairo.